In a world where podcasting is the only thing that matters, two sisters who have very little reselling experience decide to make a podcast about reselling.
Who will step forward with reselling tips and interviews with some of the greatest resellers the world has ever seen?
We are the Thrifter Sisters.
Hello and welcome to another panty dropping episode of Thrifter Sisters, the Resellers Comedy Podcast. And it's me, Lindsay.
And me, Lacey.
And we are here to bring you a it's so weird. We're like looking at,
I know.
I don't like this.
But we can't look at each other this way.
It'll just hurt our necks.
Yeah.
We're here to bring you a real jaw-dropping and panty-droppy episode today.
Keep your panties on.
Keep them on.
What is it? Don't get your panties in a wad.
Yeah, don't do that. And don't sell them online.
Somebody send a trigger warning to Wendy Urquhart. Don't listen to this episode. She hates the B word.
I prefer the word undies myself, actually. Okay, so we're actually in studio today together. We're usually, you know, at our respective homes, and we're looking at each other through the screen, but we're right now sitting side by side.
Right.
So we're just looking at, so it's like I'm looking at myself.
It's really weird.
I can't look at you for some reason. It's like I'm just talking to Lindsay.
So I didn't bring my mics. We're having to share the same mic, and therefore we're sharing.
Which I think it'll be okay. I think the way I have it set up, I think the sound will be okay. And it'll actually be easier to edit because there'll only be one track this week. Because we don't have a guest. We are not bringing you a guest this week. It's just us. You're stuck with just us today. But I promise we're going to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Keep your panties on the edge of your seat.
Hold on to those buns. Hold on to those dirty toes. You just wait because we've got a thrilling ride for you today, friend. All right. So calls to action. Let's get into it. So we didn't have an episode last week because we've gone to recording main feed episodes every other week. If you're like, that is not enough, I need these dumb, annoying, cacaing, screeching. What are we?
Down bitches?
I was thinking more along the lines of just like loud screeching birds.
A nuisance to society?
Correct. In my ear more often. Well, you're going to have to come over and join the Patreon. It's $5 a month. We get weekly episodes over there. We did a new episode,
a
new addition to the Patreon yesterday that will release this Friday. We're doing closet consultations.
There's the word.
Thank you. Couldn't think of it yesterday. I was like,
for good 2 hours.
I was like, closet clear helps.
Closet organism, closets.
Closet edits. Closet time. All right. If you would like to have more of us in your earballs, we do closet consultations now over there on the Pates. We talk about what's selling on Poshmark these days. We do what we've sourced and sold recently. We do a well of knowledge, which is the funnest of all the episodes because it has nothing to do with reselling.
If you know, you know.
I-Y-K. YK.
Wow, that was painful. Listeners, she like had to stare up at the ceiling to figure out those letters.
But I did it. I did it. Okay, let's get into this. Oh, wait, we have more calls to action. Join the Patreon. Follow us on the Instagrams. Thrifter Sisters Pod.
Buy me a coffee if you want. $5 at us to help support the growth of our baby podcast.
Yeah, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/Thrifter Sisters. The Patreon is patreon.com/thriftersisters. $5 a month. You get all those episodes plus a mastermind phone call with us. That means you get to talk to us live. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. I don't. I sure as heck do not get it. But folks do, and they come every month.
You know what I find funny is when we first started doing this, we tried like real hard to make it clean and not say cuss words. I think it lasted like 3 episodes.
That was you. That was at your urging.
Uh-huh. I thought it was a good idea, you know. And now we're just like, F this, F that. In this episode, woo!
Okay. So here, let's do a little warning at the beginning of this episode. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Tori from OC Thrifters. You should go, her and her husband are a reselling couple that are going to be on the show eventually. Shout out to Tori. She definitely helped with some research on this show. I want to be very clear. She is not selling any of these right. items. She just helped me. She was like sending me listings. I was like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? I was like, oh, good Lord. Are we on the dark web? This is real gnarly. So shout out, Tori. Thanks, girl. I would not recommend listening to this if you are a person that has a weak stomach, Wendy Urquhart. Please excuse yourself from this episode. If words like moist and I don't get it. It's just a word. I don't know why people are so bothered.
Plump. She hates that one too.
But people don't like, I mean, we're not going to say the word moist. I'm just saying.
You just said it twice.
Well, I'm just saying if you're the type of person who like goes by hearing that word.
This is not the episode for you.
This is not the episode for you. And I also want to make it clear, we're not making fun of people's fetishes. Like what you like, do what you do.
You do you.
As long as it's between consenting adults, nobody's being victimized. If this is something you're into, great. Not everything is for everybody. These things are definitely not for me, but who am I to kink shame you? You like whatever kinky things you like, again, as long as it's consensual and between adults. I do find all of this hilarious, as I find most things to be hilarious. And I'm not like going in. People are reporting these. Well, I take that back. There's a few that I've reported. But for the most part, like most of this stuff I think is harmless. I'm not trying. Like if a child came across most of this stuff, I don't see any harm in it because they're going to be like, I mean, you'll see as we go.
I disagree to some level. We'll get into it later.
Well, some of them.
Yeah.
We'll get into it later. If it's something that I do think is harmful for a child to come across, yes. I absolutely report that. A lot of this, I think, is just, you know, harmless kink. And a child, if they came across it, wouldn't even know what they were looking at anyway. But this was just too good of a topic to ignore. So there's all of your pre-show warnings. You've been warned. If you go forward and get offended by any way, that is on you.
And I think that to really get into this, I would like to read to you, listener, the Poshmark disclaimer that is on their website.
Okay, how long is this? That's real long.
But it's worth it.
Okay. Poshmark. Wait. I do want to say, I do think I've come underprepared and Lacey has come overprepared.
That's not true. I'm not overprepared.
Okay. How do you think this will take like 5 minutes to read?
No.
That looks long.
No, it'll take like a minute.
Okay, go.
Poshmark strictly prohibits the sale of illegal items, including but not limited to replicas or fakes, products derived from threatened or extinct species, anything requiring a prescription, medical products, items making medical claims, such as N95 masks, live animals, food, misrepresented Native American or American Indian arts and crafts, stolen goods. Members who buy, list, or otherwise attempt to sell illegal items risk immediate and permanent suspension from Poshmark. Note, using a brand name to falsely describe to promote an item violates trademark laws, even if the item is not explicitly counterfeit. For example, the use of the words inspired by, followed by a brand like Chanel, is prohibited on our platform. Additionally, taking portions of branded items, for example, a button from an authentic designer jacket and repurposing it, hand-making them into other items like jewelry, is also prohibited on our platform. We do not allow the buying, selling of furniture, appliances, used makeup, personal care products, used underwear, any health and wellness products. Examples include diet supplements, protein powder, body wraps, breast pumps, and current airline and airport uniforms and related items, which include pilot, flight attendant, TSA, baggage, attendant, gate agents, and all of the flight ground crew uniforms. Any listings in these categories will be deleted. Members who repeatedly attempt to sell such items risk permanent suspension from Poshmark. Examples of products that may be interpreted as threatened or endangered species include, but are not limited to, clothing, shoes, jewelry, furs, bags, accessories, rings, bracelets, and home decor containing tiger, shark, turtle shells, yak bones, whale, dolphin, staghorn or elkhorn coral, rhinoceros, boar, elephant, walrus, mammoth, parts or products.
Okay, I feel like that is specifically targeting a lot of our Australian friends, and I don't appreciate targeting of the Australian people. You know what I'm saying? Those things, you know, there's a dime a dozen over there, all those wild animals.
So the first thing I looked up was a list that somebody compiled on Reddit, or I'm sorry, on a site called poshsidekick.com. They made a list of the weirdest things they found for sale on Poshmark. And number one was a box of bones, animal bones. And it hadn't been taken down. And it said on there it was humanely sourced.
Well, that means it was like found in the forest.
Right. And they had been cleaned and bleached.
I mean, people do use those for religious ceremonies and also art.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew a girl that used to make jewelry out of bones.
Yeah. Okay. So we really actually haven't even told you what the episode is. We are doing, it's basically weird stuff that people are selling on the resale platforms. Most of it is fetish stuff.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of it out there, apparently.
Not all of this is going to fall under the fetish category. There's going to be some weird things in here, some offensive, some sexually forward things that we discuss. And so let's get into it.
Yeah. I just wanted to finish this quick list. There was like 13, but I only wrote 5.
Okay, go. That was very informative.
Was the box of bones.
Okay.
Number 2 was vintage haunted dolls. The person said the description says it all. Vintage haunted doll and a terrifying clown pair.
I mean, if you listened to our episode, our Halloween episode from 2021, there's a whole subcategory on eBay that are supposed to be like spiritual haunted.
Yep.
That spirituality. I can't remember what it's called, but it's, you know, ghost shit.
Number 3 was a stuffed taxidermy vintage Saint Bernard. And the person wrote
That's
underneath
huge.
It, this is the true definition of a death pile. Number 4 was half Barbie, half raccoon dolls. They looked like mermaids, but instead of fishtails, they had raccoon tails as the bottom half of their bodies. And number 5 was a vintage deer hoof ashtray that was handmade. I was like, do you have to put handmade on there? I don't think it was hoof made. The deer didn't make it.
No. They have like a little stand on the side of the road. It looks like the Charlie Brown, like the little Charlie Brown, you know, 5 cents for talking to Lucy psychiatry or whatever. It's like just down the country roads. Like a little deer sitting back there with his hoof like up on his chin.
Because his other hoof is gone because he used it to make an ashtray to sell you.
He's like, I only got one. Hey, Harold. I need you to take off one of your hooves. I only have one piece of inventory here. These things are selling like hotcakes, man. I got $7.50 for a freaking hoof ashtray. These humans are ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I mean, that $7.50, that's a lot of money for deer. What are they gonna buy?
I don't know.
Deer feed? No, they just eat off the land.
Oh, little tripod deer.
Okay. So now that we know the rules of Poshmark, definitely the majority of the things we're going to be talking about here today are prohibited
exactly
by Poshmark's, what is it called? Terms of Service.
TOS. Okay.
All right. So here's what I think. I think I'm going to start with one particular area because of what you just read in there. And that was like the airline pilots, the TSA, the flight attendants.
Yep.
So this will fall under kink and fetish. You can find things under the category flight attendant that definitely fall under the fetish and kink category. In particular, their shoes and their stockings.
Mm-hmm.
So like she said, like the uniform, the uniforms are that makes sense. Like that becomes a security issue.
Right.
You know,
got a real catch me if you can situation.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say a Leonardo DiCaprio situation, but yeah, catch me if you can. We don't need Leo up there flying the plane or serving us drinks. You know, we need I don't know.
Something like Albemarle.
We need a bunch of down bitches that are ready to duct tape and saran wrap shit out of people to their seats when they become unruly. Because we will not have that 10,000 feet up in the air. We will not.
Or the Jillian Pensavalli running back and forth in the aisle going, get me off.
Duct tape her ass to the plane. Sorry, Jillian. Okay. So I found a listing that says cabin flight attendant hostess reinforced stockings. No damage of any kind. Just normal wear and tear. Fragrant. See, you cannot be one of those people that make noises every time we say these words. We have a whole episode to do. Fragrant from 5 week flight of mine. So she was on 5 weeks.
That's gross.
She
it reminds me of you when you ran track and you didn't wash your socks after like you won for like until it was up to like whatever it was, state. So your socks are so stinky. They could walk on their own.
I know. So like I at one of the very first meets of the season, like I had a really successful meet and I was like, well, these are my lucky socks. I'm going to just not wash them and wear them all season. Why did mom let me do that? That is definitely a medical issue that I could have given. I could have given myself gangrene.
It's so gross.
I totally forgot about it. I wasn't even thinking about that. That was not a fetish. That was just me being a
superstitious,
stupid,
competitive
16-year-old. I'm going to beat everybody with these dirty socks. And guess what? I did.
Yep.
So it worked. All right. Fragrant from 5-week flight of mine will be shipped in sealed baggie. And then there's pictures of her laying in bed, like a hotel bed. And it's like she's laying on her back. She has her knees bent, like pulled into her chest. And so the picture is like from someone sitting in front of her, like pointed. So you just see her feet and her legs. So one is that, a picture of her there. Then there's another picture of her like laying on her stomach with her legs bent, and it's just like from the waist down. Then there's another photo of her like sitting in the little jump seat in the airplane cabin, and it's like one of her shoes are like dangling off her feet, and it's like a picture of the waist down. And it says flight attendant stockings. Oh, this is another listing. Flight attendant stockings as worn as you'd like. Message me for details. And then in the comment section, it says, please do not wash. And she writes back into the comment section, no problem. And don't worry, because all of these, a lot of these listings say they come sealed in a baggie to preserve the smell.
If you look it up, like, it's just disturbing. If you look it up, like women's underwear, like the top keywords.
Oh, I didn't even notice the top keywords. What are
they? And they're not all of these are like the top ones, but they're definitely like in the top like 10, I would say. This is socks. And some of the same were there for underwear too, but I specifically looked up socks. And some of the top keywords were gym, worn, dirty, smelly, sweaty, stinky, heavily, worn odor, and wait for it, Hooters.
Well, there's a reason for that. Because do you know how these women get their uniforms? There's a vending machine in the back of Hooters. Where they have to buy, like, I don't know if they're given like one uniform. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, when they want to purchase uniforms, there's a vending machine in the back and they have to go back. And apparently they're not cheap.
Yep. This reminds me of when Jeff and I went to Japan to visit his parents in Tokyo, and there were vending machines that sold women's used underwear.
No.
Yeah. They were located in the porno shops. Because Jeff and I went into a porno shop with, was it just the two of us? And we walked in there, and it was, like, the bottom floor was, like, the very light stuff. And then the higher up you went, it was, like, 4 stories. Like, the
shop itself was 4 stories.
Yeah. And, like, the grosser and scarier the things got. Like,
I did not think.
And on the top floor, there were the vending machines of the – I had heard about it, but I was like, that's not true. No, it's true. I saw one.
Did y'all buy some?
No.
Well, I mean, just for, like – not to use, but, like, just for, like, just the story.
So gross.
Did they have in different sizes and stuff?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
But man, was that a good laugh.
Could you pay by credit card or did you have to use yen?
I don't remember. I'm sure you could probably have done a credit card. I mean, it, you know, don't
you? Okay, so did you just search socks and all that?
Used socks, sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm doing that right now. I'm pulling up and I'm getting gym, worn, soccer, no show, dirty, smelly,
see?
Athletic. Fuzzy, dress, girls, sweaty, bundle, ankle, lot, well, thrasher, well-worn, pink, stained.
What? I don't know. I saw that too.
Ped? That's?
Well.
I don't like that. I like a lot of. Boys.
Stinky.
Used socks, boys.
I'm telling you, it's not appropriate.
Stinky, heavily. Worn odor.
In search of
Hooters. But then also Gucci.
Gucci, right next to Hooters.
Oh, my God. Woo! Okay, so why don't you talk about something that is in the sock category? We got lots of categories, folks. This episode could either be 30 minutes long or 9 hours.
Okay. Let's see, where is it? Okay, this was on Reddit, a Reddit thread I was reading. This woman said, I commented on another thread somewhere about a closet I randomly stumbled upon that was selling dirty socks. The seller was having kinky conversations with the men that she thought were private bundles. The amount of work that went into these lengthy conversations where she tried to stoke the horniness of these guys, along with having to wear the socks for several days and package them in such a way as to preserve the aroma, was crazy. Most of the dudes never bought the socks, probably just jerked off to the pictures and the conversation. The few shit sales she had at like $30 couldn't have been worth the time. Your profit is 24 after fees. Presumably you spent money to obtain the socks in the first place. You put in hours of time. You can only generate one pair of socks at a time, which takes several days if you want buyer to then, if you want the buyer, if the buyer wants to smell them, which is usually the point. I don't know about you guys, but I make more money for less effort selling regular old non-smelly stuff. She has a valid point.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you know, like how much is your time worth?
There was that woman. Do you remember when we were talking the other day and I was like looking, I was sourcing on Poshmark and I saw a woman who not only was her profile picture, but then her background picture was all just her in her underwear. And then went into her closet because then I was like, well, I got to look.
Yeah.
And there was nothing for sale in there. It was just pictures of her in her underwear, like in various positions, like laying around her bedroom.
Like the
all that said not for sale. Yeah. And I was like, this is, how is this still here?
Oh, that was definitely some sort of like OnlyFans situation.
Yeah.
Or maybe an escort situation.
Yeah.
Was there anything written in the description of any of those?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so it was maybe it was like a DM messenger.
It must be. Yeah. And I forgot now. I meant to like, so I was talking to you about it and later I was like, oh, I should go back and look and see. Like, because you know, in your bio, you can create a link to your Insta and things like that. Mm-hmm. I bet you anything. There was like something in there that was a link to something else
so
for her.
Also, if you're newer and you may not realize this, you can send what is essentially a private message. I did see recently on Instagram, people were like, private messages on Poshmark are not private. And I didn't look further into it because I'm like, I don't care. I'm not writing anything.
Right.
I would care if anybody saw anyway. So it doesn't affect me at all. But here's the thing. You can actually absolutely send a message that won't be underneath comments where in theory, only the buyer or the seller, whoever, I mean, I guess the seller, you could. So the way you do it is, okay, I have a listing open. You would go into that listing at the, I'm doing this on my phone, not my PC. At the top right, you see, so you'll see on the top left, like their photo and then their username. And then where it says listing details at the very, very top to the very right of that, there's their profile picture again with what looks like a little suitcase or purse on that. So you click that. Then from there, that takes you into, it says my bundle. Then you can add a comment and that will go in, like, you know, they'll get a notification that they have a comment. And that way you can message the seller without it being underneath like the listing itself. So for some
right. And I think that's what this person was talking about. This woman says I think she thought she was like putting these in private bundles, but it was just like comment conversations under the listings.
Yeah.
So everybody could see them.
Yeah. All right. So what do you got under socks?
Okay, hold on. I gotta pull something up.
I mean, have any of y'all seen Orange is the New Black?
Yeah,
there was
right?
There was a whole season where, you know, they were using them as labor to, because it became like a for-profit prison. And so they had a whole company come in and had the women making and sewing underwear to then sell for this company. But then they were doing it. They were stealing pieces and then like making their own underwear and then wearing them. And then, you know, people had smuggled in phones and stuff. And then they were selling them as used underwear. Like, I mean, because that's some real kink right there, like some used inmate underwear. And they're all like, you know, satiny, sexy, lacy looking undies.
I found this one woman on Reddit was like, intentionally selling to fetish people, is it allowed? Question mark. She was like, hey guys, this post is inspired by the girl that had a weird foot fetish guy buying her shoes. It got me thinking, are we allowed to sell things marketed to foot fetishists? I have a ton of used trainers I need to get rid of. I thought maybe by marketing it to the feet people, I could make extra money for old junk. Has anyone done this before? How do I do it?
Hey, listen. Okay, first of all, you're going to hear some banging.
Yeah.
We, of course, have an electrician here today. There's some work we're having done in the basement that's taking several weeks, and I'm feeling very much like Misty from the Butterfly Closet right now because she's having her basement redone and her face and all of her Instagram stories. She's like, so loud. It's so much banging. Is it allowed? It's hard to say.
Then one commented under that same post. She was like, I'm sure there are websites for that. And I don't think it's a good idea to encourage that behavior on an app that minors also frequently use.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you make listings on fetish websites, you probably make more money there.
That's true. There are websites for this type of thing. I don't even know if those are legal or not. Probably. I can't imagine it would be illegal.
Yeah. I don't see how.
Yeah.
Unless maybe from like a health code thing.
Like how much banging are they going to be doing in there?
Like a lot.
Ugh, fucking A. You don't understand. We've been looking forward to this episode for months. Uh-huh. we're, you know, obviously we're going to cut that. There was like about a minute where we're both just sitting here in silence waiting for the banging to stop. Because he's got other things to do. It can't just be banging the whole time. It's funny that we're using the word banging in this Spanish episode. Okay. So like Lacey said, you can look under... You can search used socks, and then all the little search bubbles will come up over top with things that you could click on that would bring up these type of listings. One of the things that you can search that they are sneaking these in under is well-worn socks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so much so that even a lot of them are even putting it in as the brand. You know, like you can go in and like if the brand isn't there, you can write your own brand in when you're creating your Poshmark listings. So well-worn is – well, guess what? Well-worn is a brand.
It is?
Of like Christmas sweaters.
That's amazing.
So if you search the brand well-worn, you're going to find some socks, underwear, and Christmas sweaters. Wait, why are these Christmas sweaters?
Yeah. It's happening.
Why are these Christmas sweaters? This is going to take me forever to edit. Why are these Christmas sweaters like fetishy? They're not. That just happens to be their brand, well worn.
I mean, you don't see any fetish things about armpit smells. Stinky sweaters.
That's true. That's true. Another thing that you'll see, and I don't get this, but you know, when you're searching well worn socks, just like in the description, there'll be nothing written other than add to bundle. Did you see that a lot?
No, I didn't.
I noticed that a lot.
I get it. So, you know, this one, I was reading this thread. The main thing was that a woman came on and she was talking about how she had a buyer come on and was asking her to like model something, you know, and I couldn't find it just now. I was looking. And so she's like, oh, okay. She was a younger person and she like hadn't been reselling that long. And she was like, okay. She's like, so I sent some pictures and I posted them, you know, with the listing. And then they kept asking for more pictures. And then they were asking, well, like, how did these fit as far as like waist movement and like twerking? And she was like, what? And then she realized like they were just like baiting her, you know? And then she's
people
like,
are so precious. People are so innocent.
But that's the thing. Like, this could be, you know, baiting these, like, very innocent young people into doing these things. And then they feel, like, embarrassed and caught up in it and, like, kind of catfished. And I'm like, so that's where it starts to be. And also, you don't know how old these people are.
Oh, I know exactly how old these people are. Like, they're old white men. That's
what
it is.
I'm talking about the girl, the lady.
Oh,
there could be, like, a 15-year-old, you know? And that's where it starts to be, like, not okay.
No.
You know, and she just went on to like talk about how embarrassed she was. And she like took her whole closet down for a long time. Didn't want to do any reselling because she felt violated.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm like, it's not a fetish kinky thing. You're like, you know, invading someone's personal space.
Being predatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're a jerk and there's no space for you here, sir.
You're right. It absolutely opens up the door for predatory behavior. That's true. Yeah.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people are very precious.
Yes.
People that have grown up in like maybe... you know, very small communities or like the kind of people that don't even kiss their partner before they get married.
Right.
Like they don't live a real life, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And they don't know what's out there because they've been so sheltered.
Can
you imagine not fucking your husband before you married him?
Oh my God.
These people don't even kiss. Can you even believe that that happens?
Yeah.
Because guess what? It happens.
It happens.
But I do like the technical virgins. Listen, you can ram it right into my a-hole. I'm still a virgin.
What was it? I heard
I just want to tell you, if any orifice of your body has been penetrated, you are not a virgin.
What was it?
That is sex.
Sounds like a cult. They were talking about soaking. And and I was like, what? And then thankfully they explained it. I had never heard that.
I was about to ask you, did Alexa ever tell you about
that? No!
Because Lacey, one of her best friends growing up was Mormon.
Yeah.
And apparently this is, I mean, I'd heard of soaking before, but I don't remember from where.
It's still sex. You're still penetrated.
There's penetration.
But they don't move. They just they soak it in there.
Or did you hear? God. They said, you know, they'll be, listen.
Mormons.
Mormons get married when they're 19 just so they can fuck.
Right.
Good job, Mormon church. Really. You've done a great job at stopping all the fornication. You're just, what you're doing instead is creating child brides and lifelong misery for people that shouldn't be getting married. They'll have bunk beds, and then the couple will be up top soaking. And then the person on the bottom bunk will sit there and rock the bed and shake it because they're not the ones doing the motion up top. It's the bottom person. So God hates him, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I was like, this is a real thing. I mean,
and then these people go on and sell their socks on Poshmark and then they're violated because they're so innocent and precious and sheltered that people are trying to get photos of their feet.
Oh my God. It just takes all kinds, you know?
Oh God, I'm so excited about this episode.
What else you got?
I feel like our podcast may have to end after this because how are we ever going to do anything better than this?
This is a very, very good point.
So I just want you all to know that at the end of this episode, we'll be signing off permanently. There's nowhere to go from here. We've hit our pinnacle. This episode is going to get 10,000 downloads and then we're going to disappear into the night because I'm definitely going to tag it as fetish, kink. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. We're going to get so many sponsors. I'm going to be like, I'm sorry. We no longer create content because we peaked.
This is it.
We're going to George Costanza our way right the fuck out of here.
That's it for me. Oh, my God.
Okay. What else you got on socks?
I'm looking. Oh, hold on.
Okay. I got stuff.
Okay.
Well, these are shoes.
Yeah. There's a lot of used shoes, too.
Okay. People, so same thing.
We'll ask for you to. So when I first started selling Charlotte stuff, and she just, you know, so I couldn't take the pictures for her because, you know, she was in LA. And so she took the pictures herself and sent them to me. And then I was going to list the stuff for her. And then somebody like from Manola Blahniks or something. And somebody immediately was like, oh, can you model these? And I was like, yeah. I had never like, I don't know. Nobody had ever asked me that before. So I never thought about it. And I was going to like be like, hey, Charlotte, can you do? No.
Nope. I do get that every once in a while asking me to wear the shoes. And I always respond with, nope, this is not an OnlyFans.
I didn't even think about it. I don't even remember now. I might have asked her. And I can't remember now if
and
she
then
did
Charlotte
it or not.
Was probably like, Lacey, you dumb bitch.
No, it was like later that in retrospect that I was like, because I just wasn't thinking. I was like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
Charlotte, let us.
I'll have to go back and look in the closet.
Hold on.
I can't remember.
Let's let this particular banging pass.
I wish I could have that picture. And I can't remember who was it that sent it to me now. Was it Michelle? I don't think it was Michelle. That somebody sent me that picture of when people ask us to model their shoes, post this. And it was a woman with those crazy long pink toenails. Yeah. And she had them painted bright, bright red. They were gnarly, gnarly. Yeah.
So Charlotte, if Lacey had said, hey, I need pictures of you wearing the shoes, Charlotte, I need to know. I feel like you would have been like, Lacey, no. I feel like you would have known.
I'm trying to remember.
Don't you think Charlotte would have been like, this person's trying to get pictures of your feet?
Potentially, but I also would have thought that I would have thought that and I didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like it just in the second, in the moment.
Oh my God, this banging.
Yeah.
Kill me.
All right, what else you got?
Hold on, we got to wait till this particular streak of banging ends. Well, we keep having...
Oh my God, hold on, I got one.
We keep having to pause during loud bouts of banging. Okay, go.
This was on Reddit. I am a guy and I sell heels on Poshmark and had a guy write me twice about modeling the heels and socks. Second time around, I told him, feel free to buy them and take your own photos. With the socks, where did it go? Hold on. With the socks though, that made it even creepier. The third time he asked me, I finally did it. This man, hairy legs with these socks and these like stilettos.
that's a very particular niche of kink.
Well, because obviously this person didn't know that was a dude selling shoes. He's like, all right, you got it. Here you go. It's amazing.
It's real good. You know what? Thumbs up to that guy.
I feel like I'd be friends with that guy.
But who knows? Maybe the guy was gay.
And that's true.
The buyer, not the...
Right.
I mean, he could have been gay too. What do I know? I'm saying maybe he knew it was a guy seller and he liked that.
And possibly.
Because, you know, there are men that are attracted to men that dress in drag.
Yeah. Which, again, you do you.
Okay. So... Same thing with the shoes, like well-worn. Here's one that's like well-worn office flats with snakeskin print sold for $99. And let me tell you, none of these are nice shoes or socks that we're seeing here.
Right.
And so this one, here's the description. They have a strong, noticeable odor like Fritos. I've worn them at least once a week for the past year. And then there was a comment that says, you don't have more of this? Because they were sold. I would love a pair that smell like Fritos.
So specific.
So I went into this particular, and it's what's so interesting. You go into these people's closets and they'll have like a handful of these like well-worn listings, but then they also have like just a bunch of garbage for sale. Like, you know, I don't want to say garbage for those of y'all that like do like bins, like,
right,
you know, but garbage. It's like,
good job. Listen, if we're going to offend you like with garbage, then left an hour ago.
You know, well, that's true. But you know what I mean? Like people, you know, like Target and Walmart brands. Like,
yeah.
Like of shirts and, you know, clothes that are just like shitty brands that are like on their pube covered floors. But it's so interesting. It's like they have like these fetish ones and then like a whole bunch of what I guess you could call authentic listings or legitimate listings, but they're garbage stuff. Okay. So anyway, this particular one, all of her listings were, you know how each listing you can put in a 15-second video if you choose. I don't do that, but if you choose, you can. There was a video of her wearing those. It would be a video of her like holding the camera, like pointing the camera, the phone down to her feet. She'd have the shoes on and then she would be like slowly taking them off, dangle off of her toes and then fall. Every pair of her shoes, they were all, and you could tell that she was in an office because like, it was like that kind of carpet that you would be in an office, you know? And then it would, and on top of the video, she had edited and added text on top of it. So it's not like it was text that she wrote into Poshmark. Like she probably edited that like in her phone or in some sort of other app. And on top of that, it said, check out my OnlyFans, but like each letter was separated. There was like a space between each letter.
So the AI can't pick up on it.
Yeah. And it was like, check out my OnlyFans page. And then it gave her OnlyFans page username. And then that same lady sold a $150 pair of black velvet flats with another video of her taking off the shoes. And she was like, I love them and can tell you how they smell. They make my feet so sweaty. Super strong odor, but super adorable. And then there was a comment, any more like these coming? These are perfect. And his name, his username, who was like, any more of these sweaty, strong odor? I need more. These are perfect. His name. So his profile picture was of like this big, huge, like steroided out, like weightlifter. And his username was 600-pound deadlift. I guarantee you it was an old white man who lived in his mom's basement.
Named Kip.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's like a string bean.
Yeah, just pathetic and like weak. Not even mediocre, like lower than mediocre.
Correct.
Lower than that.
Okay, I have to find this one. Hold on.
Okay, well, while she's looking for that, you keep looking. I found one. It was cute floral socks. I work in a kitchen and I run through socks like crazy. I mail in a Ziploc bag to preserve the scent. And then it was like a emoji with heart eyes. And then in down in with like asterisks down below that says, per Poshmark rules, all items will be washed before mailing unless otherwise specified. Make a private bundle and message me. Those sold for $21. And down below, not in a private bundle, but down below there was a comment, please don't wash.
So there was a woman who said, again, Reddit thread. She was like, yeah, talking about people, being predatorial. And she said, this is really common. You send a photo to a fetishist who gets off on manipulating naive sellers into providing masturbatory material. He had no plans to buy your stuff and you should never model anything your gut tells you doesn't deserve to be modeled. Shoes, underwear, leggings, hosiery are all frequent targets for perverts. Next time you can Google their username with the phrase, it's a plus symbol and then Poshmark. And that might pull up their comments to other sellers, and they're all asking people to model stuff, and you'll know it's a creep.
So wait, you can Google their username by adding a plus symbol?
Yeah, Google their username, and at the end, do a plus and then the word Poshmark. So like, whatever their username is and then plus symbol Poshmark, and it'll pull up their comments to other sellers like instantly. Okay. And then that's also how you can report them if somebody's being creepy and predatorial.
Oh, okay.
There was a woman and I can't find it in here. I'm so mad. She was talking about how.
Come on, man. I got good material here.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So I came across one closet and her whole closet was just her. So it would be like wearing a pair of socks. Her cover photo would be like she is sitting down on the ground with her legs straight, stretched out in front of her. She's wearing a pair of socks. She's like photographing her feet from, you know, her hands, obviously.
Yeah. Most of them I've noticed, they are showing the picture of them in the socks.
Yeah. And then like the next picture would be like the socks on the floor next to her bare feet. Uh-huh. And so her whole closet was that. And they're all like different like cartoon characters and da da. Anyway, this one of her listings was like her cover photo was of like an old lady's face going like making a grumpy mean face, and the listing title was "Go Away, Karen," and they were listed for $100,000. And then I opened it up and it said disabled. So all of her listings said that she was a disabled veteran mom just trying to make ends meet. All of them said that. Gross. I mean, gross in the fact that like she's trying to
– right.
It's probably not even true.
Right.
And she's trying to use that to like get people to buy her shit. Disabled veteran single mom just trying to make ends meet. And then it said, quit reporting my account. I'm doing nothing wrong. Picks of socks laid out with bare feet next to them. At least – oh, and then I wrote, well, at least she had a nice French manicure pedicure, because a lot of them are like some real, real gnarly looking feet. Did you find it yet?
No.
Okay. I got another one. This lady wrote, this Texas heat and humidity keep my feet. Oh, here it is. I got it. This Texas heat and humidity keep my feet moist, stinky. I'm trying to talk here. Moist, stinky, and warm. They sold for $150. At Texas Heat, man, you put Texas Heat warm, stinky, and moist, you're going to double your profit on those socks.
I mean, I see what this person was saying on Reddit. Like, should I do this? And things seems like I can make a lot of money.
We might be in the wrong business, ladies. We might be doing this whole reselling thing wrong.
So what I couldn't find is, and I like was looking at it right when I was upstairs talking to you earlier. A woman was like, people will go and sell the grossest things on Poshmark. She was like, I'm talking used Kleenex tissues.
Oh, gosh.
Used toothbrushes.
I looked for that. I couldn't find any of that.
She said she saw this person had posted a used toothbrush, and it sold in like 5 minutes, and it sold for $175.
Oh, that's so gross.
And one person commented underneath it. They were like, oh, I threw a toothbrush away today. I'm going to go get it out of the trash. Used tissues?
I'm telling you, John and I have the same toothbrush, and there's every once in a while I'll accidentally use his, and I want to throw up. And listen, there's no part of his body that hasn't been in my mouth.
Right.
And I want to vomit when I accidentally use his toothbrush.
I was listening to a comedian the other day. It was Taylor Tomlinson. And she was like, nobody is allowed to – I think it was her. She's like, nobody is allowed to use my toothbrush but me. She's like, oh, yeah, we kiss. Sure, great. I don't take my tongue and stick it in your mouth and then hook it on your teeth and scrape the plaque off with it. That is different.
It's very different. It's true. Not deep plaquing the inside of your mouth when we make out.
Are you soaking the toothbrush in your mouth?
We're just soaking. Okay. There's another one where she had a stinky feet collection. She had a bunch of normal listings, but then like in certain listings, she was like, this is a part of my stinky feet collection. Worn without socks, of course. Winky face. And then her feet pics were of these feet that belonged. Like, so it was like that same setup of like her wearing the socks and then her bare feet next to the socks. And they all were, you could tell by looking at these pics, were a very large, older woman. You can tell by looking, I mean, you know that those are not 25-year-old feet. Those are like 65-year-old feet. And her profile pic looked like a headshot, like not even the black and white headshots, you know, because most headshots are not in color. And like an actor would have. Those are what I'm talking about, headshots. But it was like older. So I'm wondering if it was her from like 30 years ago, because it was almost brown and white. Like you could tell it had faded. So it was like an old headshot of a very attractive woman that was young and thin. And she actually looked a lot like Kirstie Alley from her Cheers days. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And but then all of her, you know, it was like cankles and huge, gnarly old toe. It was, I'm like, there's, lady, how do you not think that we can't tell the difference between your profile photo of like this model looking chick? Like maybe that was you 30 years ago, but I guarantee
it's not you now.
That's not what your feet look like now. We're all aging as gracefully as we can.
Right.
But don't try to tell us that that is what you look like when this I can see your
picture
feet.
From the 1800s. In sepia tones.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like sepia tones.
I saw this one woman had posted on Reddit and she was like, I'm new to reselling. This was a very strange comment I got. Does anybody have any thoughts? This was on a pair of old combat boots I had listed. Somebody said, do they smell? And she said, no. They immediately replied, okay.
Man, I guess I'm not interested.
Like, why are you even responding if you're disappointed? Okay.
Well, listen, we have talked a lot about these women that are, you know, presumably selling to the creepy old white
men. Well, no, actually.
Living in their mom's basements. But don't worry. There are things on the market that are also for the ladies and the gays. It is a men's mystery box underwear.
Ooh!
Mystery box. They have a whole bunch of pictures of underwear on them, and then you don't know which ones you're going to get. They're used. They're well-worn. All well-worn have a smell to them from being worn during workouts and sporting activities. Mm. Ooh, sports ball. Underwear. Okay, just hold on to yourselves here, guys and ladies and everyone. Underwear might be stained and might have holes from usage. This guy was a posh ambassador.
Oh, Lord.
And he had a super hot profile pic of this shirtless guy holding a hockey stick. That's his sporting activity. He also was selling a lot of hockey pucks.
I have a lot of questions.
Okay. I will try and answer them. What do you want to know?
Is a hockey puck a fetish thing?
No, I just think he likes hockey and plays hockey. Uh-huh. And he's also, you know, selling used underwear.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I don't know why you would have so many hockey. John used to play hockey and we never had.
That's like, what I'm saying. Is the puck like a weird fetish thing that I don't know about?
I don't think so. Because they just seemed like they were like, it was like.
Or is it like a symbol for something, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know what.
Maybe. I don't know.
And he's like, hey, I got the hockey pucks.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole gay man community that I don't know the ins and outs of.
Right. That is not our culture that we have submerged in.
Like my gay male friends, like they don't share this stuff with me.
I wish they would.
I know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I know. Okay, so I was going to move into the illegal realm.
Are
you ready to do that? Okay. Well, you know what? Actually, here, let me read something because I was looking on Reddit too, and somebody wrote the Reddit, what's it called? Like a Reddit posting. It was like, why do people buy used panties? Ugh, gross. And here, someone was like, you know what? I'm going to answer this question. I'm going to tell this person why people would possibly buy used panties. So let me read to you this person's answer, you know, just to enlighten you a little bit. I wonder how many listeners we're going to lose with this episode.
A lot.
We warned you at the beginning.
Yeah, we
folks.
Did.
I mean, I feel like the good portion of our listeners know what they're getting into with us. Like they know this is not a good, clean, precious,
right. I agree.
Sweet place to be. They may not come here for this.
Right.
But they know they're not getting Sister Sue Posh over here.
No.
Which is why we're glad we have Taylor and Maddie, because they'll provide you with like the clean, sweet content,
right,
which is needed. Absolutely.
It is not our content.
But that's not how we roll. We need those sweet girls to try to balance out our disgustingness. All right. This person responded, I am fortunate enough to have an experience that will answer your question. I was having sex, missionary, with my girlfriend. We were 19. Plenty of thrashing around, and in one heat of the moment, I changed the position of my head with my eyes closed as I was breathing heavily while thrusting in ecstasy. I was still able to hold out longer at that point, but in my heavy breathing, a rush of the most wonderful scent I ever had came through my sinuses as I inhaled. I had no clue, but my nose happened to land right in the crotch of my girlfriend's panties. Smelling her scent that had built up in her panties all day sent my penis into spasming convulsions, with my cum exploding in her wonderful.
Oh my God.
Into her wonderful vagina in such a way that I would not have been able to stop it if my life depended on it. Prior to this experience, I would have used the term panty sniffer as an immature, funny thing to call somebody. But a new fetish was born for me at that moment. It's a shame that we are so programmed to find our natural sense repulsive. Enjoying the scent of a woman's panties is even harder to approach with many women because of the lifelong barrage of negative press attitudes towards her vagina, and its natural smell has been given, for so long. So, smelling a woman's panties can be really amazing, and if someone doesn't have access to a girlfriend, they might choose to go the route of buying them online.
That was very detailed, sir.
It was, but quite insightful.
He had a sexual awakening.
This also, not that this is a sex, what's the word? You know, like when you ask, oh, sex advice. This is not a sex advice podcast,
no.
Obviously. But how many times in your life have you heard girls talking about like, oh, I felt dirty, not felt dirty having sex, but like she was like, I hadn't showered or my legs weren't shaved or whatever. The reasons like it's hard for women to be intimate. Not all women, but a lot of women like have hangups with that. Like they don't want, like they think things need to be per. Guys don't care.
Yeah, they really don't.
They do not care.
Amy Schumer she said her best day, her vagina smells like a small barn animal. She's like, on its best day, you guys. But it also reminds me of South Park. They had an episode, and I can't remember the whole premise. It had something to do with Cartman and, like, eating Vagisil.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
And they kept shooting. It was, like, the creator of the Vagisil company, and he'd be like, Vagisil, I'd be nothing without my wife. She is my muse. And you just see the wife standing on the corner with her arms crossed and she's like rolling her eyes like, shut the fuck up.
She's my muse. I mean, nothing without her. And her stinky, stinky poontang. Don't worry. We're going to talk about the poontang lady, guys. Don't worry. My stomach. The poontang lady on the live cells. Give me a break.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, you know, that just offers a little bit of insight. Perhaps a little detailed, but you know, it's Reddit and all things go there. And he gave us some good insight about why anybody would want to do this.
Correct.
As a buyer. Okay. What do you got? Can you not access your notes anymore?
No, not those on my phone. It won't open.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about illegal stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So I only have one. I think these are probably harder to find because these are absolutely going to get reported and shut down real quick. I took screenshots of this. You know how Poshmark will ask you to do their job for you, for them sometimes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where they're like, hey, let's keep Posh in tip-top shape. Review these listings. Tell us they've been reported. Tell us if you think they're report or whatever. And it's usually things that people have reported as inauthentic. The only time I actually do report those because I'm like, that's fucking with my business.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the brand of shoe that this happens the most with is Golden Goose.
Mm-hmm.
They'll write dupes or fakes. In the listing, I'm like,
I don't understand that. How does it not get automatically shut down?
I know.
How does the AI not catch that?
Because an AI did catch one of my, it was an actual Nike sweatshirt. I got removed for being counterfeit because I'd actually cut and paste the description from the Nike website mm-hmm. for this like scuba sweatshirt. And it said something, the word inspired was.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it removed my listing for saying inspired.
Right.
It wasn't an inspired Nike sweatshirt. Like something about the style of it was inspired by something. I have no idea. But that got removed.
Right. So how is dupes and fakes not getting shut down immediately?
Because they'll have it in their title and in their descriptions written out. But mm-hmm. I do report those because I am always sourcing Golden Goose. Okay, so this one. Oh, anyway, so Poshmark was like, hey, Lindsay, you want to do our job for us for free? And every once in a while, I'll scroll through and I honestly do it for education purposes because I'm like, let me see what is fake about this, you know, because I'm sourcing designer luxury mm-hmm. things. Like what are people seeing in this that I'm just trying to educate myself on like what to look for it. Honestly, that's why I do it. I always just skip. I don't say report fake or not. Cause if I can't tell, which I never can, I'm not going to report it. Okay. So this is one that came across and the account was called Blue Falcon, which is a term that I posted about this on Instagram stories and someone messaged me. They're like, hey, that's interesting that that's that account's name because that is actually a term used by the military. And so I looked it up and it said a supposed comrade whose actions harm his friends often, but not always for his own benefit.
Mm.
So that's a military term, Blue Falcon, about a about a how many times have I said in this episode, what's the word?
God, brain. You're doing great.
Brain, activate. You know, it's just a guy who's not looking out for his teammates.
Right.
For the rest of his squad. All right. So it was called Blue Falcon. He was, the listing title was called Happiness for $4. And then you open it up and it was pictures of marijuana, like the big, what are these called?
Nugs.
Nugs, big nugs. There were guns. There were bullets. And it said,
saw that one?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. It was like one of those that had been reported and Poshmark was asking me to do their job.
Come on.
And it had pictures. And it also had some pictures of rocks. And I don't know that particular.
We have one crack rock.
Yeah. We would like one
crack, please.
One crack, please?
One crack rock.
Is that how you order this? How much is one crack?
That'll be $300. Oh, that seems fair.
That seems like a very fair price for one crack rock.
Oh, baby, you. Got what I need.
You say he's just a friend.
You see my Jesus chain? Woo!
Please, somebody
tell us what that is from.
What is all of? What were we just referencing?
Charlotte will know.
Charlotte, hit us up. Anybody else? Bonus points if you can tell us what that is. Oh, baby. Okay. So I don't know if those were meth rocks or crack rocks, because these are not drugs that I am familiar with. So I have my areas of expertise in the drug world.
And it is not in that.
And it is not anything rock.
In rock form.
In any sort of rock form, no. No syringes.
Maybe
or
it
rocks.
Was a crystal for good energy, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's probably what it was. Anyway.
Small snortable portion.
And all it had in the description was a phone number.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, man. Can I get some of that weed? I was like, can I get some of that weed for $4? $4? What are
that's
you selling?
A steal.
You sell skunk weed.
No, wait a minute. That's going to be like on Depop when they like say, you know, these shoes are like $10. Then you go in to like make an offer. And then when you do that, it's like, no, actually, they're $3,000.
I know.
I was like, what?
It's so weird.
I don't understand.
Another one in the illegal realm, it was like a pile of money, a pile of cash, $100 bills. As the only photo, it was one photo of just but they were like fanned out on a table. And this was concerning because I'm like, what exactly is happening here? It said, I don't remember what I didn't write down what the title was, but in the description, it said, play money for kids to learn to count or pranks. $1,000 in cash, $40.
What?
And I just didn't like the fact that it said the word kids
yeah.
And then had a pile of money on
it. I
did report that one.
Yeah, that sounds very not okay.
Yeah.
And weird.
And I don't know why I have this written under my illegal, because I have, you know, my notes written by flight attendant, well-worn socks, shoes. This is under illegal. This isn't illegal, but this is a listing that somebody I follow on Instagram, I don't remember who it was, she's been posting a lot of just ridiculous things that she comes across on Depop. And she posted this. It was a woman who I went into her closet and all the rest of her listings were normal. But again, it was like all garbage stuff, you know, like things for $4, $10, $15. And she was selling a pair of shorts that she was wearing. And it was like, you know, she was taking a picture with her phone into the mirror and she had her head cut off in the photo. And she was holding a banana right at her crotch.
Are you selling the banana?
And then that same person who posted that in Instagram story, she also posted another listing on Depop, which I had seen before because somebody else a few weeks before had posted this on Instagram. It was like one of those Abercrombie & Fitch, like mini denim skirts. And the cover photo was this woman wearing the skirt, but like pulled down low below her hips. And she was wearing like this really cute, sexy, like lacy thong. And then she was like on a couch, head down, ass up. And so you see the tiny little skirt, but then like you see like, you know, this butt with like her thong thing, which is just hilarious. But the listing itself was the skirt was for sale.
Sure.
And then I went into her closet and looked. And she was selling, like, she modeled all of her clothing, and she was like...
But like that?
She was really, like, very lean and rock hard. Like, she had a total sexy vibe, but not... That was the only one that was, like, head down, ass up.
That's so weird. Okay. If they were all like that, I would get it. It's like your thing. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But why was there just the one? Do you think it was an accident? She didn't mean to post that picture and she didn't notice she did.
I don't know. I mean, all of her photos definitely had a sexual, sexy vibe to it. Just the way she was put. Like her face was in a lot of the pictures. Like in that one, it wasn't. It was like covered in pillows. Just like we like it. But a lot of them had her face. A lot of them were model shots, but like she had her face cut out of the photo. But a lot of them, her face was in the picture. So I don't know what was going on there, but it was fantastic.
I mean, I haven't seen anything like as far as the illegal stuff goes. When I was doing research, all I saw was people talking about that they had seen sometimes people had posted prescription drugs on there. But those immediately get taken down. So I don't know how you would even go about like getting away with that unless you're hiding it, like you said, in another post or like a title that has nothing to do with it. But then how does the person know to open it, to find it?
I don't know. It all seems very dark web. Uh-huh. And listen, I tried to go to www.darkweb.com.
Yeah, not that I want to go there, but like, how do you get to the dark web?
I don't know this, but this is my assumption. Somebody, if you know, Nicole, I feel like Nicole might know, you know? Not because she's on the dark web, but you know, her business that she does is in tech. Uh-huh. So maybe Nicole knows.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay. I think it has to do with coding. Like you have to go into the coding screen, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And then you type www.darkweb.com.
Yeah, let's go to maybe it's .org. Maybe that's the problem.
Or net. You know, they're like, everybody does .com. Some of the things are like .io now, so maybe that's it. I'm going to go dark.
Yes, I named the notes web for this episode.
.com.
The weird wild web.
The weird wild web.
www. Don't have to say www. All right,
when you go to dark web, great. Now my phone has been like, now being flagged by the FBI. Uh-huh. I did darkweb.com. It says Safari cannot open the page. Because the server cannot be found.
Well, you know, Siri gets it.
Dark web. Oh, I just saw something that said dark web browser. Dark web browser.
Oh, you're getting the FBI at your front door.
Dark. Best VPNs for the Tor browser. Best value, 5 for get on the dark web now. So apparently you need a VPN.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. So that nobody can trace what you're like.
Dark web browsers are specifically designed to connect to websites on the Tor network, where most dark websites are hosted.
What's the Tor network?
It's dark web.
Oh, okay, great.
Though you can search dark web indexes with some clear net browsers, you won't be able to access the sites themselves. The best dark web search engines 2023.
I mean, so again, I'll ask something that seems kind of obvious. If that's it, then how is that why isn't it just shut the fuck down?
Well, listen, it says, is browsing the dark web legal? While using the dark web may seem suspect on the surface, it is perfectly legal, and there are many legitimate uses of Tor and anonymous browsing.
I mean,
is Tor illegal? Is Tor legal? Yes, Tor is legal in most countries, but it does host illegal content. I'm going to search, what is Tor?
Like TOR, what is that?
So are you guys learning how to resell your shoes today?
Yeah. In your dirty socks and your undergarments.
Tor, short for the Onion Routing Project, is an open source privacy network that enables anonymous web browsing. Okay.
Great.
I mean, we did not search the dark web. No. We don't even know how the dark web.
Yeah.
Where's the door to the dark web?
Hey, Siri.
Open the dark web. Oh, my God. She responded to your voice.
What is it for?
No. Like, you said, hey, Siri.
Oh, yeah. And that's how similar our voices sound. And our Siris will answer each other sometimes.
It's wild. Real wild. You know, we are a comedy podcast, first and foremost. Sometimes you might learn stuff on here, how to sell stuff. But I feel like this is one of our top performing episodes before it's even started performing.
So I had – this is
– oh, you have more? Okay, great.
This is the last one I have. this woman on Reddit – and this is not like, you know, perverted or anything. But she was I just had to come out here to put this out into the ether. She's like, because it was so funny and I didn't even know how to respond. She's like, so I know someone on Reddit will come up with a good response for me. She said,
People are very funny on Reddit. Yes. There's some real hilarious people out there.
So this woman, she said she used to put like from a pet-free, smoke-free home, like in her old listings when she first started reselling. And then she's like, and then I stopped doing it because I just like, you know, I got lazy and I was like, whatever. And she's like, and around this time, I had a friend from college move in with me for a little bit and that person had a dog. And she's like, so during that time, I sold something to a Poshmark customer. It was a pair of shoes. And she said, but they were on like an older listing that I had created a while ago that still said pet free, smoke free home. And the buyer opened up a case wanting to return the shoes. This is what the buyer said in the case comments. These shoes are perfect. I love them. I don't love liars though. The listing said pet free home, but the shoes came in a box from a pet store. And I strongly suspect the seller has a pet and is lying about it. I am not allergic to any animals and I have several myself. I still would have purchased them knowing there was an animal in the house. There is no pet-related damage or dog hair on the shoes, so my suspicions may be wrong. I would like to return them because I don't want to financially support a liar.
I don't like liars. I don't like what they stand for. I will not stand for this.
So a person came on and responded to her story on Reddit saying that they ship things in recycled boxes all the time that they get at like, you know, dumpsters or whatever. And she said she always finds those like ugly vegetables boxes.
Yeah.
She's like, I use those all the time and nobody complains. And then another person below said, well, if they had sent them to me, I imagine my review would have been something like this. This seller was deceitful and did not disclose in their closet listings that they eat ugly vegetables. I am irate. I only eat the best looking produce and it is repulsive to me to think of buying any item from a liar who did not disclose that they eat ugly vegetables. If it says anything, I assume that the general population also only eats beautiful produce like I do, and I won't financially support any ugly vegetable eaters.
I will not. They are the downfall of this country.
How dare you not tell me that you were eating ugly vegetables?
Making America ungreat.
This person ugly. Said there's no problem with the shoes. They are perfect. But there was no damage to them. There's no dog hair on them or dog damage. However,
I wonder what I mean. Hopefully that case got
Yeah. There's absolutely no... The woman was like, I would have accepted the return. She was like, it was like a $9 profit. I really don't give a shit. She was like, but this was just too good not to share with the world.
No, do not accept a return. If somebody... Because you can... I don't know if Poshmark puts any favor into that at all. Like the fake Gucci Adidas collab shoes that I got authenticated mm-hmm. and they came back fake. That was the first time... Where the seller, like, she responded immediately. I'm like, oh, here we go. I got a live one. But she was like, I'm so sorry. I bought these off of a reselling site. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just selling them because they didn't fit me. I'm so sorry. Of course, I'll accept the return. That is very uncommon. That's usually I get just, you know, told what a garbage person I am for.
That's so funny. I feel like, because I've had several, like, items that I've returned that have been fake. And I've only had interactions with people that have been very nice. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I had no idea those were given to me or I bought them reselling. Like, you know, I thought they were authentic. Sorry, I'll accept the return.
Oh, like, no. The one I had recently that was like, it's like, you did this on purpose. What? What are you talking about? Okay, you know what we didn't talk about? Oh, my God. The penis helicopter guy.
Okay, before we go back to something dirty, hold on. Before I forget this, because I didn't have it written down anywhere. I saw today a woman talking about how she was like, yeah, sometimes buyers are just insane. She was like, I sold a denim jacket yesterday. I put it in the mail yesterday. This morning I woke up to 1,000 comments by the buyer hating me, yelling at me, saying horrible things to me because they received a package this morning and it was not the jacket that I sold them last night. And somebody responded underneath it, what, you don't air helicopter your packages instantly, emergency, as soon as you, like, make a sale?
I send mine in a drone, and I put it on.
That's what another person said. They're like, if you use a drone, you'll make even more money.
Expedited service delivery.
She was so mad that was not her item in the mail.
How very dare you not be the package that showed up at my door. Okay. Helicopter penis man. You want to talk about Firestorm.
Oh, my God.
Woo-wee. Oh, now, I don't honestly remember how I came across this. Happened during the summer.
Didn't somebody send it to you?
I think you're right. I think one of our Instagram followers was like, hey, thought you might want to like this. And then I shared about it on Instagram. Uh-huh. And people went to go inspect his closet, uh-huh. including our friend Allison Threadlevel Midnight, who was genius enough to take screenshots, because I didn't think to do it. She took screenshots and she took screen recordings. Thank you, Allison, for making Thrifter Sisters great again.
Thagga.
Thagga.
Mathagga.
Okay. So let's start with. So I have these in a text. That's right. I have Allison's phone number. I have these in a text from Allison.
Oh my God. She sent
them to me. My phone has been flagged for all the things I searched for this episode, for just now searching darkweb.com and for this. I mean, look at the dick on that. It's huge. Okay. So the listing is called, he had a bunch of listings. Like he had I think what happened is someone's closet got hacked here, because a bunch of listings were normal and it was like a vintage, like 80s looking closet with some really neat like windbreakers and stuff. But then there was listings like this. 100% silk pajamas, women's small. That was the title. You open it up. And so I don't remember what the first cover photo was, but you open it up. And then it says Ben. Oh, we should have looked this up. I wonder if that's the brand of the pants, though. It says Ben Than, TSC. I don't know.
I'm going to look.
Designed and made in Vietnam. Woman small, never worn. Tag still on. In and out of bag with gloves. Never touched. Okay. So here's the thing. The pants that are actually being sold here for $69. $69. Oh! They're hanging on a mirror, a big mirror. So the person is standing back, taking a picture of the pants from the mirror. Well, this particular photographer is butt naked.
I don't understand.
Butt ass naked. And you can tell from his physique, he's quite erect. And you can tell from his, this was on Poshmark, y'all. He's an older gentleman. You can tell by his body, but he is in fantastic shape. And you know what he's not scared of? Oil. He is all oiled up. He is greased up as a Thanksgiving turkey. He's ready for you to just put him in the oven. So this first picture is the pants are hanging up, and so the legs are dangling down, and he has positioned it where his head is hidden in the photograph, and you just see that slick, oiled up, ripped old man body with that very large penis.
Right. So coming out of the crotch of the pants, it looks like, yeah. Like underneath, behind, in the background.
Yeah.
So in the forefront is the pants, and in the background.
Let's go. Oh, so you know what? Actually, so here, Allison, again, I applaud you. She took a picture of just like his closet, like the cover photo. So no, he is naked in the background of these photos. So again, he is in front of the mirror. This is like a screenshot of like his closet. So I see six different listings here. There are items that are hanging on that mirror again, and he is off to the side. So now he's holding up the camera, but he's back from the mirror, and you can see his whole body, including his face, but he is hiding his identity with some big Viper sunglasses. But he is oiled up, super naked, super ready to rock your world, ladies or gays. I'm not sure. It's hard to say. And then he also, in this one listing, it's a woman's Apollo vintage leather jacket and then women's Vital sports gray sweatshirt. But there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Allison, this is a screenshot now. And remember earlier?
I can't even.
Look at his hand. Look at his hand. Allison, you are a God's gift. Brittany kissed you up to heaven when she made you, you know, that you had the forethought to not only photograph these things, to screenshot them, but to send them to me.
Oh, my God.
And I salute you to Texas and back, sister friend. Okay. So she screen recorded. You know how we were talking about earlier, you can put in a 15-second video and then you can put text on top of it. He wrote on top of his vintage Apollo knit sweater and leather vest.
Which is there.
Great. You see that hanging from the mirror, but also in the mirror, you see him head to toe wearing those Viper sunglasses. So sexy. And he is off to the side, just swinging that dick in a circle. And look at his hand. Like, what? His hand is like in the air, like
doing like a cranking motion,
but like maybe a jump rope. Like he's swinging a jump rope. I guess that's his move to get his dick circling around like that. It's a helicopter penis. He's helicoptering the shit out of that enormous, glorious dong.
Bin Than Market is a like market in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Well, let's go to the next video that Alice
I'm confused is. By all of it. Inquiring minds don't want to know.
I like that Allison wrote, she's like, I know I took more screenshots, but I'm struggling to find them in the thousands of photos of clothes on my phone.
That struggle is real.
I wrote back, I'm so disturbed and excited at the same time. Okay, let's go to the next video. This is the last thing Allison sent me. Let's start this one. Oh, here we are. We are now... Yeah, yeah. Okay, now we're back to the silk pants. Oh, we're getting a zoom in. We're getting a little bit closer. Oh, so he is moving side to side, in between the side of the pants, between the leggings of the pants, to the other side of the pants. And he's just like popping his head in there, recording himself with the phone, just swinging that hard hog all the way around.
So who is this helping and benefiting? Is he like...
Well, here's the problem with this. People like this are predators.
Yeah.
This is a predator because he is showing people stuff. This is the same thing as like a flasher. You're right. Walking down the street, someone opens up their trench coat. Surprise.
Right.
That's a predatory thing because no one asked
no.
to see. Now, there are very specific places you can go to where people do ask to
right.
see that.
But nobody asked.
It's not on Poshmark.
No.
It's not. Like, and here, you know. The Christians could find it. And
yeah, a child again.
And they would be clutching their pearls real tight because they still, you know what, they're not married yet. They still haven't even touched their husband, let alone seen a swinging dick.
It could be sweet little teenage Margie, our friend's daughter, who's a reseller and like on Depop.
Yeah,
and
there's
there are children out there doing this. That makes me angry.
There are children. Obviously, they're the ones I'm concerned about, not the pearl clutching Christians who haven't kissed their husband yet. That they did that to themselves. Well, it's been nice knowing you, listeners.
We are banned forever.
You've all dropped off. You've mm-hmm. all spread the word to that we're disgusting heathens and probably have gotten banned from Apple Podcasts by now.
I would like it known we did not post any of this stuff. It was out there by other people.
We are reporting the facts to you as they are. We're doing our job as Poshmark journalists.
Comedy podcasters.
Oh, comedy podcasters. We're doing our job as comedy podcasters.
Listen, keep being stupid and posting things that are stupid and making me laugh. Just don't be predatorial. That's all.
Don't predatorize the children. Will someone think of the children and their future?
In their future.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have it?
I do have it. Lacey, say some stuff while I pull it up.
And now the children will sing us a very important song about how they are our future.
Hold on. Lacey sends me a lot of texts, guys. I got to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot. Nope. That's not it. All right, Lacey, how about you gear it up? Say that one more time. I'm getting there. Okay, go.
And now the children are here to perform a song about how they are the future.
Take it away.
Future. Are you ready for the children?
All right, we have up to 15 seconds without infringing upon trademark rights. So I think we kept it under 15 seconds there. Children, children, future. And now the children will sing a song about their future.
I saw that the other day and sent it to Lindsay, and then I couldn't stop singing that the children are our future song, like at the top of my lungs. I was driving Jackson insane.
They hate it. The kids hate it when we sing songs from the 80s. They are like, this is horrible. You're hurting our ears. I'm like, We believe the children are our future.
That's right.
Teach them well. Let them lead the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, sexual chocolate.
Bitch.
Give them a sense of pride.
Bitch better have my money. Not some of it.
Rain, sleet, or snow.
But all of it.
Not some, not a little, but all my cash. Well, I'm going to stick my foot dead in her ass. Can anyone tell us what that's from?
Somebody.
The only other person I know that knew that movie was my husband. That might be why I married him.
Not some of it.
All my cash.
All my cash. Well, that wraps up another thrilling episode of Thrifter Sisters, the most recently banned podcast from Apple Podcast. We cannot thank you down bitches enough for making it through almost an hour and a half of this talk, Lori. Not only did you have to listen to us squawk, you had to listen to the word moist. You had to listen about the kink fetishes that are out there in the world. And you had to listen to that electrician banging in the background. Uh-huh.
We're doing great.
And you're still here.
Well, Lindsay, we had a good run.
If you made it all the way here, you message me. And you know what I'm going to send you?
What? The helicopter penis?
I'm going to send you a helicopter penis.
Disclaimer. Thrifter Sisters will never send you a helicopter penis. Do not accept any mail from Thrifter Sisters that says helicopter penis in the title.
All right, folks. You guys are super badasses, down bitches. We love you. Join our Patreon if you want to pay us money, because that seems like something you should want to do, right? After this, this display of undercover journalism, we really dug to the heart of the matter here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You know, just stay safe out there. The internet's a wild west. Wait, what did you write?
The weird wild web.
The internet is weird and wild and webby.
What did you say? I-O?
.io.
Okay, great.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thrifter Sisters.
Thrifter Sisters is written and recorded by me, Lindsay.
And me, Lacey.
Produced and edited by Hot Moms of Seaville Productions. Music is written and performed by Mariana Bell. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.